Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field as we go to the top of the fifth inning. It'll be Tyler Wittenberg and then the top of the order for Wisconsin Rapids in a tie ball game. Wittenberg hit a long double his first time up to left field.
Leading off the Red Raiders in the top of the fifth, catcher Tyler Wittenberg.
So Luke Strick toes the rubber and is ready to work. First pitch to Wittenberg, took something off that one and caught the outside corner, and it's 0-1. And the pitch. A little number off the end of the bat, past the mound, hiding charges. Fields cleanly to throw across in time for the out. And there's one down here in the fifth.
Wittenberg retired for the first time of the inning. Brings us to the leadoff hitter, the pitcher, Matt White.
Matt White will stand in. He was hit by a pitch. He also singled and scored back to third. Left-handed pitcher, left-handed batter stands in to face Luke Strick here. First pitch to White. Fastball. That's a strike at the letters. And it's 0-1. Nothing in one. Next pitch. That ride's high and outside. 1-1 now. One and one, the count. Strick, ready to work. Here it comes. Little breaking ball, dropped it in there nicely, and it is 1-2 now. One out, nobody on for Rapids here in the fifth inning. We're tied at 2. The pitch, the breaking ball grounded towards second. Peterson stays down, makes the play for the out, and there are two down here in the fifth inning. That'll bring up Derek Kraskowski, the right fielder. He laid down a sacrifice bunt back in the first and also had an RBI ground out in the third. All right, we're ready to go here. Kraskowski digs in. And the pitch, fastball lifted in the air to right center field. Denke going back. He's got a bead on it and will put it away for the out. And once again, a 1-2-3 inning for Rapids here in the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score remains after 4.5. East 2, Rapids 2, back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is WRIG Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Wausau East as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, tied at two. Tanner Dinky will lead things off for the Lumberjacks and then the top of the order.
Leading off for the Lumberjacks, center fielder Tanner Dinky.
Dinky had an RBI single his first time up. And he stands in now to face Matt White, who's out there for his fifth inning of work. And the pitch. Dinky lays off, and it's outside, ball one. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Next pitch, Dinky's going to hit that one on a line, but right at the second baseman. And there's one down as Neiman makes the play. And that'll bring up the top of the order. Dinky got that down on the near the end of the bat. Couldn't get a whole lot on that line drive. So Heiding will stand in. He singled and scored back in the first. He also grounded out to the first baseman. First pitch from White to Heiding. Curveball way high and outside, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Wind and the pitch. That stays low. 2-0 now. Heiding digs back in. White gets the sound he wants. The 2-0 pitch. Fastball. Heiding swinging. Popped it up. Foul territory. Wittenberg comes back. Takes a look and makes the play for the out. And the inning has two quick outs here, and that'll bring up Willie Brand, the left fielder. It's a good play by Tyler Wittenberg, finding that ball quickly enough and able to make a play sliding on his knees toward the backstop. Two down here, and Willie Brand will hit. Brand has a sacrifice bunt. He also has a double and was thrown out trying to steal third base back in the third inning. White ready to work, and the pitch. Brand fouls that one back. Pardon me. Nothing in one on the East left fielder. The line by White and the pitch. Slow curveball. Brand turns on it. Hits it hard. Fielded, though, by the first baseman. Nice play, and the inning is over. They had Brand shaded toward the first base line. And it was Nick Jackson who got over there to make the play unassisted, and the inning is over. Three up, three down for East here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. Score after five complete remains. East 2, Rapids 2. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we provide more than $150 billion each year in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
We are Fox Sports!
And we're back here at Wausau East High School. We go to the sixth inning now. And Wisconsin Rapids will have the middle of their order up. Caleb Shorer will lead off. Nick Jackson and Colton Neiman scheduled to bat. Shorer has grounded to third and popped to first in two at-bats here today. Luke Strick ready to work. First pitch is low and outside. Ball one.
First batter for the Red Raiders, third baseman Caleb Shorer.
Strick ready. And the 1-0 pitch. Fastball lifted in the air to right field. Gritsmacher will make the play on that one. And there's one down here in the sixth. One up, one down, and that'll bring up Nick Jackson, the first baseman. Jackson reached on an error and also has an RBI single. He was thrown out trying to go first to third back in the third inning to end the third inning. Stretch by Strick and the pitch, breaking ball, and that catches the outside corner, strike one, nothing and one. It's a busy day in high school sports around the area. You've got track and field regionals going on. You've got boys tennis and golf regionals and sectionals happening. Curveball foul back to the screen by Jackson, and he's in the hole 0-2. You've got softball regionals. Lumberjack softball team is playing at Merrill in the regionals. Wisconsin Rapids softball team at Bayport. Strick with the 0-2 pitch, fastball high, and Shorer laid, Jackson laid off. And it's 1-2. And then you've got girls soccer going on as well, regular season action. East is across the way here in a matchup with Merrill. Next pitch, and Strick nails him in the back. So once again, he was ahead of Jackson in the count. That's the second time Strick has hit a batter today after being ahead in the count. He's had a number of hit batsmen this year. And now Rapids has the potential lead run on with one out here in the sixth inning, and that'll bring up Colton Neiman, the second baseman. He has grounded a short and single. So Neiman digs in, and Strick ready to work. Let's see what they do with Jackson down at first base. Stretch, he stays where he is. First pitch is in there. No, misses outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Didn't miss by much. One ball and no strikes. Neiman once again taking a long look down. I would imagine if they're going to do anything, it'll be a steal or maybe a hit and run with one out. Not going to bunt in this situation. Jackson takes his lead at first. Strick ready. There goes the runner. Fastball, and that's nubbed off the end of the bat. Hit and run on. And Jackson goes back to first. Neiman got a piece of that one, and it's 1-1 now on the Rapids' second baseman. Long look down at Bob Galita at third base once again. Trying to make something happen here in a tie game. We're tied at two. We're in the sixth inning. Runner stays where he is this time. Fastball's high, and it's 2-1. East Baseball brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Neiman digs back in as the sun has come out, and it is very nice here now. Stretch, runner goes, and that's lifted in the air to center field. Denke's going to be able to make a play on that, and they may have a play at first base. Here comes the throw in, and it is going to be a double. No, Shubring dropped the ball. Oh, man, it's short hop Shubring at first base, or they had a double play. Jackson's able to get back barely after the ball short hop Shubring, and he couldn't hang on. Denke made the catch on the fly ball. There are two down now. Jackson fell down as he tried to slow down near second base. And they had a play on him, a double play to end the inning, but could not make the play. So Isaac Bauer will hit now with a runner at first, but two outs. Bauer has grounded out twice, once to second, once to short. Hopefully that play won't come back to hurt them here in the inning. First pitch from Strick. It gets away from Romanski, and it's going to bounce into the east dugout. It's a dead ball, and Jackson will stop at second base. So now the lead run at second for Rapids on the wild pitch. And just like that, you could have the inning. Instead, Rapids has a chance to take the lead here in the top of the sixth inning. Romanski took that one off the arm, so they're giving him a little breathing room here. So now Bauer will dig back in. Strick the stretch, the check, and the pitch. That's a fastball high, and it's 2-0. Got to make the plays when you have the opportunity. And Lumberjacks couldn't get the double play and get out of the inning right there. Stretch by Strick, and here it comes. That's down low. Romanski blocks that one, and it's now 3-1. You've got the youngster Bauer up, who's hitting pretty well. Halber's on deck. He's been struggling with the back. First base is open. 3-1 the count. Don't want to make it too good. That's inside, and that's ball four. So it sets up the force. Runners at first and second, and that'll bring up Jared Halber. He has grounded a short and hit a soft little liner right back to the mound in his two at-bats. So let's see if East can get out of it here. Two down, runners at first and second. Tie game, 2-2, we're in the sixth. Long look in, Strick gets the sign he wants. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball fouled off. Albert went after the first pitch, fouled it back to the screen. It's 0-1. Nothing in one now. Runners take their leads. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball, that's over the head of Halber, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball nearly hit him inside, 2-1. Widmark a couple of steps behind the bag at third. Peterson shading up the middle at second. It's a big hole in first and second. Schubring playing behind the runner at first. The stretch by Strick and the pitch. And that's lined into right field. It's going to be a base hit, and that's going to score the lead run. Ritzmacher fields. The throw comes home. They might have a play. He is safe. Barely got the foot in. A great throw from Ritzmacher. I didn't think there was going to be any way they were going to have a play at home, but they did. Romanski tried to block the plate a little bit, but the runner, Jackson, was able to get the foot in there just in time, and Rapids has the lead here on the RBI single by Jared Halber. Just dumped it into right field over the second baseman's head. Bauer stops at second. So runners at first and second, still two outs, and Casey Esselman, the DH, will stand in. Rapids now has the lead, 3-2. Ritzmacher's got a gun out in right field. He's had four outfield assists at least this year. Fouled out of play, first pitch from Esselman. He threw it on a fly to home plate. Romanski made the grab cleanly and had the part of the plate blocked, but Jackson was able to get a foot in there for the lead run. Nothing in one on Esselman here. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball, that catches the outside corner, and it's 0-2 now. Rapids won the first meeting between these two teams, 7-1, back early in the season. Stretch by Strick. The O-chance lifted in the air on the infield. Hiding drifts back into shallow left field, and he will make the catch for the out, and the inning is over. But Rapids strikes. They get a run on one hit. There were no errors. Two left. Score after 5.5 now. Rapids 3, East 2. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Wausau East. We got a report of the softball score. Lumberjack girls softball done for the year, dropping their regional contest up in Merrill, 13-3, the final score there. And the East baseball team trailing now in this game, 3-2, and Cam Gritzmacher will lead things off here in the sixth inning for East, down 3-2. Gritzmacher has grounded his short, drove in a run. He also lined out to center. First pitch from Matt White. Breaking ball high and outside, ball one. Lumberjacks begin tournament play in baseball next Tuesday. They will be on the road in Merrill against the Blue Jays. We'll have that game for you. That's going to be a late one. Next pitch, Gritzmacher down the line. That's a fair ball right over the bag, and Gritzmacher will have a base hit. Play made over there by Jackson, but the throw across, by Shore, but the throw across not in time. And Gritzmacher has a leadoff infield single for the Lumberjacks. And that'll bring up Ben Schubring, who has walked twice so far tonight. Still to come here, we've got Woodchucks baseball. The Woodchucks opener on the road in La Crosse tonight. Sean Kellerman on the call, 7 o'clock. And that'll be followed by D.C. Everest baseball against Merrill. Now a throw over to first, and Gritzmacher back standing up. We'll have the Everest-Merrill game for you in its entirety following the Woodchucks game. It's all be also be posted as a podcast on foxsportswausau.com. Schubring squared to bunt. Pitch was a slow curveball outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Just go to the Everything Evergreens tab in the podcast section of foxsportswausau.com. Schubring squares to bunt again. Now pulls the bat back and swings away. Pops it up. Foul territory. And it is going to be caught. An over-the-shoulder catch by the first baseman, Nick Jackson. And there's one down here in foul territory. It's a big out right there. Gritzmacher still at first base. One down. And Ian Corbett, the DH, will come to the plate. Corbett has grounded to third and lined out to third in two trips. Stretch by White. And there goes the runner. Slow curveball. He had a pitch to run on. The throw is going to be not in time and high anyway. And Gritzmacher has a stolen base. So the tying run is at second now with one out for Corbett. One ball and no strike on the slow curveball to Corbett. Stretch by White, and the pitch. Corbett takes. That's outside. 2-0 now. The stretch by White, and here he comes, 2-0. That's outside again, 3-0. First base is open. Just one down. Lumberjacks trailing by a run. It's 3-2. The stretch by White. Gritzmacher with his lead. And here it comes. Corbett takes, and that's a strike on the outside corner. Three won the count on Corbett. And the pitch. Corbett swings and fouls it out of play, and the count now full, 3-2. Full count on the Lumberjack DH, trying to tie this game up. Gritzmacher at second base takes his lead. And the pitch. Corbett gets a piece of that, fouls it off the catcher's mask, and it is still full, 3-2. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, or you can call them at 715-842-5688, or visit them online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com, DOVORANY. 3-2 count on Ian Corbett. White ready to work. The payoff pitch. Corbett stays alive, fouls it back to the screen again. Corbett has been a DH. He's also played a little first base for the Lumberjacks this season. Coming into the game with a batting average of .227. Just one RBI on the year, in the conference that is. Now Corbett calls time and steps out. Gritzmacher with his lead at second, representing the tying run. Here's the pitch to Corbett. He pops it up. It's going to get out of play, right side this time. And Corbett with a good battle going with Matt White here. Stays alive. With a win today, Rapids can get back to .500. They're 8-9 coming in. And they lead it here in the sixth inning, 3-2. Stretch by White, the check, and the pitch. Slow curveball. Corbett stays alive again. Chops it foul down the third base side. It's about the ninth pitch of the at-bat here. 1 down. We're in the sixth. Cam Gritzmacher, the runner at second. Here's the pitch to Corbett. Once again, he fouls it back out of play. White tried to sneak it inside fastball by him, and Corbett stayed alive. It's about a 10-pitch at bat here now for Ian Corbett. White looks in, gets the sign he wants. And the pitch. Fastball. Corbett pops it up on the infield, and it's going to be caught at second base. Off the end of the bat. Good pitch by White. And there are two down now here in the sixth inning, and it's up to Bryce Widmark. Widmark has struck out twice here. But he can forget about those strikeouts right here if he can dump one in somewhere. Gritzmacher takes his lead, the stretch, and the pitch. Fastball, Widmark takes the strike, and it's 0-1. The stretch by White, and the pitch, slow curveball, bounces, blocked by Wittenberg. Gritzmacher's got to stay where he is. One ball and one strike. Here it comes. That's down low, 2-1 now. If Widmark can reach, Luke Strick is on deck. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball and there for a strike. That's the pitch you wanted to rip right there. It's now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. White working quickly. Here it comes. Slow curveball. That's high outside. And the count now full. White ready to go. Here it comes. Fastball swung on and missed. And Widmark is gone and the inning is over. Lumberjacks get a leadoff single. Can't do anything with it. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. And the score after six complete. Wisconsin Rapids 3, East 2. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. As we go to the top of the seventh inning, Luke Strick trying to keep the game right where it is. Rapids leads 3-2. And Tyler Wittenberg, the catcher, will lead things off, and then the top of the order. Wittenberg has doubled and scored and also grounded to short. Actually, there was a courtesy runner in there for Wittenberg who actually scored the run, but that run came in back in the third inning. Strick ready to work to Wittenberg. Curveball, that dropped in there for a strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. Strick ready to work again. The 0-1 delivery. Breaking ball, that's down low and outside, goes back to the screen, and it's 1-1 now. One ball and one strike. And the pitch. Fastball grounded toward third. Widmark has the ball hit the base and go over his head into shallow left field for a base hit. So Wittenberg is on for the second time. Widmark could just see that happening. The ball rolled right toward the bag, hit the bag, and bounced over his head. And the courtesy runner is Reed Frederick at first base. Wittenberg. So a leadoff single here in the seventh for Rapids, and that'll bring up Matt White, the pitcher. He's been hit by a pitch, singled and scored in the third, and grounded in second. Strick checks the runner, and the first pitch to White. He squares the bunt and fouls it down the third base side. Strike one. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Clover Belt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Bob Golita is flashing signs, lots of signs down at third base. Strick checks the runner. And it squares the bunt again. White gets it down right back to the mound. Strick's going to look at second but go to first. The out recorded there. Sacrifice completed by the Rapids pitcher. And with one down now and a runner at second base, Derek Kraskowski will come to the plate. He laid down a sack bunt back in the first. An RBI ground out in the third, and he also flied to center. Kraskowski coming to the game hitting 304. Rapids has some high batting averages. Team batting average of 252 coming into this game, in the conference, that is. Hiding slides in behind the runner. Strick goes to the plate. Fastball high and outside. Ball one. Strick long look in. And here it comes. Fastball again, missed outside. 2-0 now. Two balls and no strikes. I'm not sure what kind of signs he can be flashing now. Not going to bunt in this situation. Certainly not going to steal ball three. 3-0. Caleb Shore waits on deck. First base is open. Probably don't want to groove one right here with first base open. Set up the double play if you have to, but Kraskowski will be looking, maybe getting the green light here with something to drive. Here's the pitch. He's taken all the way right down the middle, 3-1. Three balls, one strike on the Rapids right fielder. The stretch and the pitch. That's grounded up the middle. Hiding's there. Boots it for a moment. Makes the throw across, though, in time for the out. Runner advancing to third base, but there are now two down. That hit off the end of his glove, but right in front of him, and he was able to make the play. So two down, but now the runner, Frederick, is at third base with two outs for Caleb Shore. Shore has grounded to third, popped to first, and fly to right. Strick trying to get out of it right here. Keep it a one-run game. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. It's outside. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch. Fastball at. Just missed. Must have been inside, and it's 2-0. Didn't miss by much. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch, fastball, grounded toward third. That's going to be a foul ball. Just foul by 6 inches down the line. Widmark fielded it in foul territory. Two balls and one strike now on Shore. Strick. Is ready now. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball driven in the air to right center field. That's trouble, and that's going to drop. It's going to get past Denke for a moment, and it's going to allow Shore to get to second base. So an RBI for Caleb Shore now makes it a two-run game. They call it a double, but Denke misplayed that one a little bit out in right center field. Didn't field it cleanly, and so Shore is at second base. Two outs. Nick Jackson now the hitter. Jackson has reached on an error, has an RBI single, and also was hit by a pitch and scored a run. First pitch to him is a ball. Well, Strick's got to keep his focus now, and even though he gave up the run, he's got to get this out here and get the inning over with. Can't give up any more. There goes the runner, and the pitch is fouled at the plate. Shore took off. Jackson swung and fouled it at the plate. It's 1-1. 4-2 Rapids. We're in the seventh. East will get one last shot. Hopefully we'll have enough time to bring it all to you here before the Woodchuck game begins. First pitch for the Chucks is at 7 o'clock. Stretch by Strick. There goes the runner again. Curveball bounced up the middle. Hiding's going to charge. The throw is in time for the out, and the inning is over. But Rapids tacks on one. Could be a big run. One run on two hits. There were no errors and one man left. And the score after 6.5 now. Rapids 4, East 2. Back in a moment. East Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to 4 people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to 4 people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
We are Fox Sports!
back here at Jack Torrizzotti Field. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Last shot for the Lumberjacks here, down 4-2. And it will be Luke Strick who will lead things off. Strick, Romanski, and Denke scheduled to hit here for East in the seventh. They have not been able to score a run since the second inning. Here's the first pitch from White. Grounded slowly towards second base, and the throw made, and Strick is gone. One pitch, one out for the Lumberjacks here in the seventh inning.
Strick grounds off for the first out of the game. Now batting for the Lumberjacks catcher, Sam Romanski.
Sam Romanski will dig in. Romanski reached on an error, and a pinch runner for him, courtesy runner for him, scored back in the second. He also popped out to the pitcher. 'll have a quick wrap-up of this one and get you set for Woodchuck's baseball next, and then D.C. Everest baseball later tonight against Merrill. Here's the pitch to Romanski, and that's outside, ball one. The Bone and Joint Center, one of our great sponsors, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or visit them online at bonejoint.net. Next pitch to Romanski, chopped towards short, charging, the play clean, the throw across is in time. Nice play by Halberod at short. Not an easy play there. And there are two quick outs here for the Lumberjacks in the seventh inning. And it's up to Tanner Denke to keep things alive here for East. Denke has an RBI single and also lined out to second. So White trying to finish it up here, close it out for Wisconsin Rapids. Here's the pitch to Denke. That's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rapids moving their defense around a little bit, pulling the outfield in a bit. I don't think Denke's got the power to hit it over their heads. Want to take away the little bloop single. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and missed. And Denke's in the hole, 0-2. White looking to finish it off right here. And the pitch lifted in the air to shallow right field, but playable, and Rapids will win this ball game. A fly ball to right to end it for the Lumberjacks, and Rapids will get the 4-2 win here. We'll take one quick break and wrap things up here, get you set for Woodchuck's baseball next. Back in a moment on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help.
To help solve hunger in central Wisconsin, contact Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin or visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzotti Field, where the Lumberjacks fall to Wisconsin Rapids today 4-2. Winning pitcher was Matt White, three strikeouts, two walks. Luke Strick took the loss, pitched a complete game. Four runs, five hits, two errors for Rapids, two runs, four hits, one error for East. Lumberjacks took the lead in the first inning, an RBI ground out by Cam Gritzmacher. They added another run in the second, an RBI single by Tanner Denke, 2-0. But that was all East could muster tonight. Rapids scored two in the third, and RBIs for Derek Kraskowski and Nick Jackson. They also added one in the sixth, an RBI single for Jared Halber, and one more in the seventh, an RBI single for Caleb Shorer. With the win, Rapids gets back to 500. They're now 9-9 on the season. And in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, they improved to 5-6. With the loss, the Lumberjacks dropped to 2-9 in the conference and 5-12 overall. East back in action on Thursday. They've got D.C. Everest right here as the Regular season winds down quickly. We'll have it for you live on Thursday pregame show at 4:45. That's going to wrap things up as we've got Woodchuck's baseball on the way and then D.C. Everest baseball later against Merrill. Thanks to Spencer, our engineer. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again. And thank you for listening. Once again, your final score here tonight, it was Wisconsin Rapids 4 and Wausau East 2. You've been listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You've been listening to Wausau East Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. East Baseball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glengray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorty Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbell Credit Union, Marshfield Clinic, and Intercity State Bank. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.
Let's talk about the X's and O's of family entertainment. Every parent in Wisconsin knows the importance of being able to draw up an activity that'll...